Well, we learned this week that the birth rate in the United States in 2018 was the lowest in 32 years. That's according to provisional data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Health Statistics. The number of babies born fell 2% from 2017. It was the fourth consecutive year the birth rate declined. Joining us now is Brady Hamilton, a statistician and demographer at the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
So your data showed that the general fertility rate was 59 births per 1,000 women between the ages of 15 and 44. That's a record low. What's going on?
Well, I should state that our data comes from the birth certificate, which provides us with a great deal of information for small groups and small areas, but it does not provide us with information about the why. As you noted, the general fertility rate has reached a record low, and it's been generally going down, but for the details, you have to look to other data sets.
Mm-hmm. Now, the total fertility rate, the number of babies a woman has in her lifetime, also fell 2% in 2018. That's also a record low. What's the significance of that decline?
The total fertility rate is based on the age-specific birth rates that you observe in a given year. And based on those rates, we project how many children a woman would have or a group of women would have at the end of their reproductive life. And the value for 2018 was 1,728. And what we've been seeing over the course of time is a drop in the birth rates for younger women, particularly teens, which declined 7% between 2007 and 2018, and a rise in the birth rates for older women. So there's this shift going on that is somewhat reflected in the total fertility rate.
As you look at the overall report here, what stands out to you?
Well, the one thing that really stands out is, I think, the continued decline in teen birth rates. They declined 7% between 2017 and 2018. The rate for 15 to 17-year-olds declined 9%. The rate for 18 to 19-year-olds declined 8%. For the overall teen birth rate between 2007 and 2017, they declined 8% per year, which is really just astounding.
How much do economics generally factor into the number of babies born? Because the birth rate declined when the Great Recession hit in 2008, and some thought maybe it would rebound along with the economy.
Well, there's a lot of factors that play into the decisions to have a child and start a family. Economics is certainly one of them. But if you look at over the long term, another factor was the changing socioeconomic position of women. As they went out into the workforce, pursued educations, went out into the workforce, certainly was another factor in the general decline in the fertility rate.
Is there an ideal birth rate for a country like the United States right now?
Well, for comparisons, when it comes to the total fertility rate, people often look at the level of replacement, which is 2,100. Below that is considered below replacement. But I should point out that if you look at the trend in the general fertility rate or the total fertility over time, it does vary. And for example, if you look at the total fertility rate, as recently as 2006 and 2007, it was above replacement. So there's all this variations. Plus, there's all these shifts that are occurring within the age-specific birth rates, a decline in births to younger women, but a corresponding rise in births to older women. So things are shifting, and certainly it requires more detailed analysis to sort of look at the ramifications and try to see what these represent in terms of U.S. society.
But you wouldn't look at these numbers and see that it's a record low birth rate and say we're on track to be the next Italy or Japan, which are having serious problems with that issue.
Well, we also have within our society immigration. So mm-hmm. when you look at, for example, a total fertility rate, that low number is somewhat offset by immigration.
That's Brady Hamilton, a statistician and demographer at the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics. We'll link you to this new report on U.S. births at hereandnow.org. Brady, thank you.
You're welcome.